Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Come today.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report, hour number two. It is the day after 9/11, 17 years ago. We have Amy from Legacy Foods and Prepper Supplies. Amy, welcome back to the program.
Hi.
I had a panic call from a lady crying her head off, living in Durham, about 120 miles from the coast where the superstorm's coming. And, you know, I got to say this. You can be a veteran listening to the program for years. You can think Dr. Deagle is the greatest thing since sliced bread, or you can hate my guts, which, by the way, people tend to be polarized. They either think Deagle is good, or, man, I hope they broke the mold and make another one like this SOB. Okay? Because I have the social appropriate skill set, the number of a pet rock. I smile, but what I say is going to aggravate you, because I'm going to tell you, if you don't prep today, tomorrow you may be facing a superstorm like Florence, or you may be facing a power outage like a coronal mass ejection, like the Corona Carrington event, or a cyber attack from North Korea, or some guy in his basement in Bulgaria that happens to not like America, or maybe we're in a war status now, and the very first step in a war with Russia or China, years or decade down the road, is going to be a cyber attack on our power grid, and all of a sudden your cell phone doesn't work, and you can't get your favorite show on TV, and the music doesn't play in your headphones. That's because you're about to die. That's because you're going to soon have no water supply, no food, no gasoline delivered to your gas stations, no internet, and if you're in the north, you're not going to even have power to actually make your home warm. So you're going to freeze to death, and if you're not prepped up today, God help you. It's better to be prepped up a year or two ahead of time than a day late, isn't it? And all these people running like hell from this superstorm, many of them have been listening to the show for a long time. And, you know, someday, Deagle's going home. I died at birth in 8 1/2 and nearly 5 years ago a third time. And God saved me because he figured, I'm not finished with that SOB. He's mine. You know, just like Donald Trump, people don't like his personality because he's a counterpuncher. Me and Trump have a few things in common, including the fact that we have McLeod ancestry, which is the most pain-in-the-ass Scotsman you can think of. The Royal McLeods. And I can tell you, I want to tell people up straight, if you're not preparing, why listen to the program? Why? Like my dialogue between Spock and James T. Kirk. You know, he always has that little pregnant pause, right? Why? Do you not prepare, Spock? I thought you Vulcans were intelligent. You have water supplies. You have spaceships with backups. Why do you not have all the things to survive the Galactic Wars, Spock, Captain? We are very intelligent, but we're very self-willed. And we like to listen to people who are more knowledgeable, we think, than us, but we'd rather think that we're smarter than them. So we're not going to prepare. Spock, that's suicidal. I know, Captain. It's one of our faults as Vulcans. So a lot of people are Vulcans out there.
Yeah.
They're listening to the show when they're getting all angry about what the Democrats are doing or even the things that Trump is doing they don't like. They're happy and they're angry about him counter-tweeting against people that say, You didn't give my kids a ride back on the Air Force One from China after you saved their butts from being in prison in China for stealing stuff. How dare you, Trump, not bring them back in Air Force One and treat my kid to a special ride? So they're angry. But guess what? Stop. Reorganize your anger. Be angry at yourself for not preparing.
Right.
Do you have emergency food supplies? Do you have backup power? For example, here's what I've done over the years. And it's been a long journey, and I haven't done everything all at once, but I'm doing it. The next thing I'm doing is I'm putting in the next few weeks Sunrun solar up and a backup battery system. And after 2011, when the power went out for like 3 or 4 days, I put in 20 kilowatt propane generator with 2 500-gallon tanks. So now with my solar and so on, I am prepped. I also have external tanks for collecting rainwater for my roof, which is a pretty damn big roof because it's a 5,000 square foot home. And I'm thinking about drilling a well for primary water because I'm going to bring down Paul Power from the Primary Water Institute. So I'm prepped up. I'm also going to put special types of, I call it, exotic weapons on my roof that if you decide to bother Deagle, including if you're Delta Force, I'm going to be the secretary arranging an appointment to meet Jesus, Allah, or Satan himself. You're not going to have a nice day. And now people say, Dr. Deagle, you're not a nice person. I said, why in your delusional mind do you consider me in any way, shape, or form nice? What's wrong with you? I will die for you. I'll tell you the truth no matter what, even if it makes you vomit. But I'm not nice. Nice is a stupid word used by passive people who want to make other people like them because they'll tell them what they want to hear. I'm going to tell you right now, this people should have prepared for superstorms like this in advance and have backup not only food and dog food and everything and power, but they should be prepared for the fact if they're near the coast of first floor flooding. They should be prepared for these superstorms. And the fact is, our government could stop these storms with torsion field gravitonic imaging technology from space and satellites and other things. We've had this technology for decades. I remember talking to people who were actually because I work with special ops teams, they're going right back to Vietnam where we wanted to get to Viet Cong and we were actually hitting with all kinds of superstorms with aircraft. We got satellite-based things that are so advanced now it's ridiculous. We want to steer a storm to kill you and your family in your particular home or see like Katrina down in New Orleans, it's going to happen. If we wanted to spell the pinwheel of the storm cells pulled in to kill you, we can do it. Now, the best place to get this food and prepper supplies is Legacy. And if you go to the link on our site, we're not only going to get credit, you're going to actually get some good advice. What else can you do? For example, my wife just put up our NIOSH N95 masks. If you're in Northern California, you want these masks because they're not expensive either, they're cheap. You get a two-pack. But they get rid of 95% of all smoke and nanoparticles, and they get rid of all viruses. But you need the best quality food, so when everybody else is eating their pets, like in Venezuela, I call it the Venezuela effect, or eyeing each other's children to say, boy, I wonder what they'd be like in a spit.
Mm.
Right? People say, no, Dr. Deagle, don't do that. It makes my stomach turn. I said, it needs to turn now so it won't turn later with your relatives in your stomach. People say, oh, Dr. Deagle, that's not nice. I said, why do you think Dr. Deagle wants to tell you a lie now so you like me? I'd rather you hate my guts and later say, I'm glad he must be an angel from heaven to tell me this 2 years ago, so I'm prepped up. He's not a son of a bitch. He's not a mean person that would kill me if I try to assault him at a dinner table. I had a person a few months ago on Facebook actually write a statement. He's going to shove a gun down my throat. No, I'm going to shove a bullet in another part of your body if you try to assault me at my table at a dinner table. I'm going to arrange an appointment for you to meet your savior, Satan, or Allah, whoever you like. But I want you to understand, I will die for you out there, Americans, and not just Americans. People around the world are listening to the show, and they're not prepped up. Do you know that Ireland has only 70 to 71 days of water left? Did you know that?
Wow.
You know they're on holes, alerts now right across the United Kingdom? We have fires everywhere on the planet, Greece, everywhere. You know why? The Earth is releasing methane hydrates like crazy. They're all over the planet because we're getting a surge, because we're about to have a slip in the crust of the Earth on the mantle. It happens every 3/4 million years, and it's due now. And it's preceded by a rapid movement of the North Pole and the South Pole. Now we have two magnetic South Poles. Do you know that? And a geomagnetic hole in the Southern Atlantic Ocean that if you go to 5 diameters of Earth, though, it's 22,000 miles wide. Do people know any of this stuff? Of course not. They don't listen to Dr. Deagle. They think, this guy is a narcissist or a nutball. In fact, I had one idiot who I work with in media. He said, to my wife the other day, do you think Bill's a nut? Do you think your husband's crazy? Here's an idiot that I've worked with for years, made those kind of stupid statements to my wife. Now, let me tell you, our professional relationship is terminated, because if you don't show respect and you go, I don't care if you like me or not, but I demand respect. Respect meaning, if I present you evidence that you better get food prepped up, God damn it, excuse my English, you better damn well do it, because hard times are coming, and if you think the tribulation in the Bible is bad, it's a lot worse than you can imagine. These four people that are going to be facing Florence, a lot of them that are listening today, maybe on this show, they aren't going to be here next week. They're going to be dead. Okay? When those people were listening in Katrina, when we were doing our broadcast there, I had intel agencies contacting me from other governments and what we call rogue agencies trying to steer the storm with space-based weapons so it wouldn't strike New Orleans and move over to Lake Pontchartrain. If you don't think there's a battle for minds and souls and bodies of people on Earth, and we could have turned the storm away, guess what? This is the devil's world, and if you're not prepped up for it, you're not going to have just a bad day. You're going to die.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Prepared, and they're not prepared for anything. If I was going to write a B movie, and I've used this term before, I would call it the fourth day. People say, why is that? Is this a Christian movie? It's sort of, because when you lose your physical salvation for your body, most people are going to lose their soul too. Do you know that? So all these dyed-in-the-wool Christians that go to church and clap and hug each other in different colors, if you're starving to death and eating your pets and your relatives, you're probably going to lose your salvation, too.
Yeah.
Anybody? No, Dr. Deagle, I'm a good Christian. I said, I don't give a damn, man. If you can give a bucket of food to somebody because they're starving to death rather than shooting them and burying them in the yard, you're probably going to save their soul, especially when you start going to subsistence and you're killing rabbits and coyotes and snakes and cooking them up and having some really good barbecue. And pretty soon, you guys are realizing you had to go back to what we call the pre-Stone Age, because whatever's going to come on America or anywhere in the world, if there's a geoclimatic collapse, is going to make the Stone Age look like the Sandals Resort. It's not going to be Stone Age. It's going to be a lot worse, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
But people aren't prepared to, oh, I don't have any food. I said, okay, what are you going to do if your neighbor has lots of food and you can see their lights on? And they're laughing, and they got water, nice clean water, and they have air conditioning when it's hotter than hell in some parts of the country. I'm going to get my gun there, and I'm going to go over and get some of their stuff. No, you're going to face plant in their front yard dead, because you're going to try to steal their stuff and take it by violence.
Right.
Not funny. I don't want to see that happen. I want people to prep up. So you come, somebody comes to your house and says, hey, guess what? I got biodiesel in a truck. I'll trade it for two of those great big canisters of food for 3 months so my family won't starve to death. Yes, brother, you're a fellow Christian. Here, you give me the truck and the biodiesel, and it's your food.
There you go.
Guess what? I want to see that day happen where people have got more than enough for themselves and their immediate family. What's going to happen when everybody realizes, oh, my God, it really is a bad day, like Florence right now? How many people are going to realize that the electricity is probably not going to come back in some places maybe for weeks?
Right.
There's not going to be any trucks delivering food, dog food included. The water supply may be cut off because if you don't have stored bottled water or whatever, you're not going to be able to drink water. You're going to get water that's going to be contaminated and either be poisonous or give you life-threatening diarrhea. Do you know the number one cause of death in the world for children?
Is it diarrhea?
It is.
Yeah?
Bad water.
Yeah?
Bad water, diarrhea, and dehydration. You remember that song you'd sing as a kid, Diarrhea, you know, the various verses? I'm not going to go through it, but people need to realize that the kids know things intuitively that adults don't want to face. And, you know, people are not prepared for anything. They don't even have NIOSH masks. We have the NIOSH masks, so if you're up in the fire zone, you want to have these damn things on. For example, I saw Giuliani talking about the fact, well, he was down about 2 hours a day for months with 9/11. Well, listen, you had to have a lavage of your sinuses because you not only had concrete, but you had radiotoxins and glass and asbestos, because those buildings were wrapped in 2.5-3 inches of asbestos, all those girders. All those nanoparticles got dispersed to the area. I'm taking care of people. 3,000 died the same day. We've estimated around at least between 11 and 30,000 people have already died, and up to a third of a million are dying due to the toxins released in the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan across the river in New Jersey. But people, guess what? If you simply had an NIOSH mask and had it properly sealed on you, you cut the chances of dying a hell of a lot. But I've been taking care of people for years. Some of them surviving because I detoxed them and properly took care of them. Others think they knew more than Dr. Deagle, and guess what? When you assume you know more than me, you are going to suffer. Because I will validate it with testing, whether it's a, you know, flow volume loop and DLCO diffusion capacity and a spiral thin section CT and bronchoscopy with lavage, etc. I'll tell you what tests to do with your specialist and what advanced tests to determine whether or not you got toxic heavy metals or radiotoxins in your body. And they say, no, Dr. Deagle, my doctor is a good doctor. You have to play golf with or have dinner. But they don't know what the hell they're doing. And if you think your doctor's prepared, go over and find out what he's doing. Or she. It's a joke. And this culture, America, has got a real arrogant attitude. We're so strong. It's like the ancient dinner that they had in Babylon. Remember this? And it wrote in Farsi, the angel wrote in Farsi on the wall of the hall before the king of Babylon was going to die the next day, because he came underneath the gate and through the actual, where the river came into Babylon, because they had the giant wall that was something like 60 feet high and wide enough to have three of those chariots running across the top of the wall. That's a big damn wall.
Wow, yeah.
And it wrote on the side of the wall, you can read your own Bible, it says, Mene, Mene, Tekel, Peres, which is Farsi, that's Iranian, right? Because the Medo-Persians fell came in and destroyed the Babylonians. Right? The head of gold was destroyed by the arms of silver. Right? And there are two arms, the Medes and the Persians. And many, many tekel peres you have been put in a balance and found wanting, today you shall die. That's what it said in Farsi. It's in the Bible.
Mm.
Maybe that should be the kind of the lead statement in Farsi in the front of Legacy Foods. Many, many tekel peres, oh Americans and Canadians and Brits. Many, many tekel peres. What the hell does that mean, Dr. Deagle?
Yeah.
I said, we'll translate it.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? What that means is, you're not preparing today or getting an auto ship. You're not saving because you're going to take the sail. And when people come to you, you're going to have to shoot them rather than give them a bucket of food. Because if they take what little you have, you're going to die, like Bruce Willis, you're going to die hard. Do you like that?
Yeah.
Remember his movie Die Hard?
Yeah, yeah.
I love those little spins on words, you know, the kind of a word picture. That's why the first people that they told totalitarians and whatever government tried to get rid of are comedians, poets and musicians, and philosophers. Because they can change your worldview, and anybody who can change your worldview is a dangerous person. Dangerous person, man. If you can change somebody's worldview, you can change the world.
Yep, absolutely.
Right? And I'll use any technique. I'll use humor. I'll use poetry. I'll use my little skits with, you know, the I call screw tape letter skits, where I'll assume the voices of minions working for Lucifer.
Oh, Lord Satan, Florence is really whipping up a storm. It's a Category 4. It's going to kill lots of people on the coast. I don't think they prepared. They listened to Dr. Deagle and Amy, but they haven't ordered anything. And I think your plans are working well. They listen, but they see, but they do not listen. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Lord Satan, we have done a great job, and lots of people will die, not just a physical death, but they shall join us in the ninth ring of Hades for celebrations in hell. Let me tell you, a lot of people aren't just going to lose their physical health. They're not just going to lose their life on earth. They're going to lose their soul. Just like if you've taken the mark of the beast. I think of it this way. Being passive and not preparing is like the first step in the mark of the beast. It's like, hey, social media knows better than I do. I watch Fox News. They don't tell me to prepare up. They just tell how bad it's going to be. Just batten down the hatches and put wood on your windows. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
I don't think so. The people in Florida and Puerto Rico know that now, and it's still not rebuilt.
Yeah.
And if you think our government, including Trump, is going to stop the storms, even though we have technology, dream on, because even if they do have it, they probably haven't told Trump. He's in the dark, so he is part of...
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back, and of course, we have Kelby Smith here from HisAdvocates.org, HisAdvocates.org. And Kelby, we've had a series of programs over the last few weeks to talk about this. My friend Santiago in New Mexico kind of introduced me 6 years ago, but it's becoming very evident to me that something that I was kind of entertaining for a while I have to take more seriously, because our American democracy and the call to... As they say, and you mentioned this in one of your broadcasts and videos, and we have the link up from your main website over YouTube. Get out of my her, my people, lest you share in her curses. This is a similar call to Lot and his wife to leave Sodom and Gomorrah. And in a sense, America is becoming a geopolitical Sodom and Gomorrah. You know the toy company that's now out of business called Toys R Us?
Yeah.
Well, I've renamed America. One of its many names, besides the Babylon USA, is Terrorists R Us. I did a special for 2 hours and 6 minutes with a former CIA contract munitions expert who was contracted for $1 million to blow up the Alpha Premier building in 1995 and turned it down because they were going to put the medical records for depleted uranium from our vets in Gulf One and the records from veterans that got toxic exposure and serious illnesses caused by the squalene-laced anthrax vaccine. We gave, of course, to Saddam Hussein because he had a 12-to-1 number superiority of Iranians fighting the Iran-Iraq war. And they were going to level the playing field by releasing weaponized super anthrax. The fact is that when he went on John B. Wells' show on December 5th last year, 2017, they tried to kill him in a car accident on 22nd of December, which is very anomalous, and then they tried to kill him again a month ago. So he got serious neck problems right now. He's getting further neck evaluations, and I'm helping him getting nerve mappings and reviewing the CT scans. But the fact is that people don't realize there's a battle on, and that battle comes right down to the identity of what you are. Are you an American with inalienable rights given by your God, or now you are a corporate entity in a corporate structure called America, if you want to call it the corporation, where you're chattelized in C corporation against the national debt, and you actually don't have the right to any property at all. You just have a right to property-ish ownership. You actually don't own anything. And people don't know that, do they?
You know, it's in the law, if you make a deposit, you're trading your asset for a credit on account, which means you're giving up your asset. And when you record a piece of property into the county recorder, you're literally handing them over. And if you understand really how it's recorded as a joint tenant or tenant in common. They're telling you what you are. You're a tenant. And people don't understand that word property is a legal description. It's a fictional description of everything that's above the land. It's not actually land. It's not meets bounds. It's not what's inside the land. And so people that think they own a house or they have a bank account and have money in an account, they really have nothing. They don't have anything.
Well, we've mentioned this in the past. It goes back to the Magna Carta. In fact, things haven't just changed in iota. The Magna Carta, or the big, if you want to call it, charter, was made between the Baals, which are basically the lords that were indwelt by demonic entities, and the king. And everybody below them were considered monsters, or the term basically now in the 1920s in Hollywood, they turned it into monster. So they're soulless, sort of pseudo-humans that don't actually have the right to property. And the Baals that run our banks, etc., and run our governments, have treated us as monsters or mansters that don't have a right to property, don't they?
Yeah, and it's an ongoing thing. And it's we fail for a lack of knowledge, the Word of God says, and my people perish for a lack of knowledge. And we don't understand how simple it is. If people really took straightforward everything that's been presented to them, you'd have a perfect picture of a United States citizen. If you actually investigate and start understanding what you're trading up for as a mother or father and getting a marriage license and then putting your child's representation onto a birth certificate and creating an instrument that literally goes onto the Sea of Commerce and gets traded at $1.5 million per year donated to the state under the Social Security Administrative Act of 1935, people would start understanding that they're literally taking what belongs to God, handing it over to men, and then making it the surety for the banks. It's straightforward. It's in the law, and I can prove it any day of the week. And it's a scary thing to think that this was a long time ago planned event, and they're getting ready once again for what they did to the Jews and other people as well back in the early 40s through the Hitler regime. They're getting ready to do that again right here in this country. And I know it's a very hard pill to swallow for people, but it's all set up and ready to go.
Now, let me lay out the probable trigger events, because I worked with Reserve Admiral Hughes and the Federal Center for Disease Control and the FBI in 1997. And I again met them again at the Adams Mark Hotel, the meeting of our military personnel, to kind of go over the autopsy of our war games for simulations of war with FEMA. We had a discussion with the FEMA director at our conference at the Adams Mark Hotel in March of 2001, before 9/11. And I mentioned to him, while he was actually on the lectern, that I've read the actual classified FEMA documents, and in fact it states that they're going to set up perimeter controls of the release of a radiological or biological bomb, say at the Federal Center downtown Denver. And their process was not to decontaminate you or to make sure that you're taken well care of. It is to shoot to kill and put you in a body bag. And people need to start understanding, when I told the director of this, he tried to take off and lecture out the door, and I yelled at him. And, of course, I'm loud enough and have a lung capacity that it's like being behind the 747 jet. You are going to lose some hearing without me using a PA system. And so I was yelling enough, it was probably just about peeling the paint from the wall. So one of the military persons beside me with all kinds of braids on his chest says, "Deagle, you won't get out of here alive." I said, "Watch me." So I actually chased the FEMA director out of the hall, down the road, down the hallway from the conference room, yelling at him what, in fact, was in the classified FEMA documents of how they're going to control for biological weapons. Now, the most likely menu of things, and I can't say which is most likely, firstly, the superstorm has plausible deniability. They want to pretend that they can't control it, which is a lie. So they're going to bash America just like they did last year when Trump was in office, Puerto Rico and the United States and Florida. Remember how those storms killed a lot of people and destroyed a lot of property?
Sure.
The second thing that's likely is a dirty bomb. They're going to blow up a new dirty bomb, say, you know, could be like, say, in Chicago at the airport. But they're going to blow up a dirty bomb. So that third thing is a plague. And then he used plausible deniability, like the, you know, the H7N9 Chinese plague, where there's only three gene changes, and they can easily tweak it so that it looks like the standard kind of gene drift that occurs, but in fact it's been weaponized in the laboratory to make it look like it hasn't happened. Or the fourth thing, they can have an economic collapse. Germany is actually teetering on the banks, and literally within weeks, literally before even the 2018 election, we could have a collapse of the German banks, which will cause a domino effect around the world of the economy. And the thing that's really supporting Trump and Trump supporting GOP is the economy, stupid. If people have got more money in their pocket, whether they're black or Hispanic or white, they're happier, and they're probably going to vote for Trump even if they don't like his personality, because he tweets back and he counterpunches and he kind of ticks people off. And he acts like a mafia don, but guess what? He's our mafia don. Right?
You know, he's actually your mafia, Don. He's not my president. I'm not.
I'm just kidding. Anyway, well, the thing is, he needs to have proper advice. We've been trying to communicate with him because he's making bad judgments. Whether he's threatening Syria over Idlib, or he's making, like he really likes, gets along with Putin, but yet Putin's doing stuff that's scary to us. The fact is, he's not properly addressing these world leaders. That's why he thinks he's going to stop North Korea. And he's got bad advisors around him that are globalists, like the PNAC document author, John Lightning Bolt, I call him. So I agree. People have to understand what I call the best way to describe Trump, and of course Obama, since the Presidential Directive 51 that was put in 2007 by George Bush Jr., is actor-in-chief.
Right.
That's what he is, okay? And you have to understand he's powerless to handle a lot of our intel agencies, which is why he has even not done something about it. He's powerless to actually stop a lot of the other things, which he could do, to de-license media like CNN, MSNBC, and Jeff Bezos' Washington Post. So what you see is there, I call prestidigitation. Watch this hand while the other hand's doing the New World Order, and believe me, it's moving forward in a nice clip toward a apocalypse of totalitarianism here in America, even during the years and days of Trump. Right?
You know, I'm looking forward to
a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Yeah, quite unusual. Listen, one of the things that Mr. Deagle constantly is talking about is the coming out of her and getting an understanding of what that means is probably one of the most important things, because we have a structural system in this world which is kind of lining itself up to and around really a Luciferian or just let's just call them a power structure to be, or the bad guys.
Continue. I'm back.
Oh, there you go.
Go ahead. Continue.
Yeah. And so the goal that's really been on my heart is to understand what that structure is and to understand the legal and the lawful mechanisms that we must do as a people to literally remove ourselves legally and lawfully from that structure, so we're not lined up like they were in 1941 through 44 to get on the trains and go to Auschwitz. They have prepared this nation to be a structural system that makes you obligated to a creditor as the debtor, and unfortunately if you don't know that, there is a way out, and that's really what we're trying to convey on these types of shows is to help people understand that they can get out and literally become an American or a State of the Union citizen, which is a child under God in law, and it's what we kind of talk about. Welcome back, Bill.
Yeah, exactly. Now, of course, that process is at hisadvocates.org. You have a number of videos up. I think you have a link from your main website to all those video menus. You talk about property rights and about the biblical side of this, etc. And people should understand that your position on this determines whether or not, in a sense, taking the mark of the beast is a passive process, not an active one. In other words, if you don't get yourself outside the system, you are by steps and grades, including when the 5G network comes in, have taken the mark of the beast, right?
You know, that's a great question, and that's a pretty good, interesting concept, because when you look at what the AI is doing, artificial intelligence, and what the creators of the AI are talking about, they're basically stipulating that for you to even compete with the artificial intelligence or to be able to use the magnificent technology and the understanding of how that mind works and to incorporate that in your life, you must have a chip interface. So that there very well could be. And remember, the AI is the mark of man, which is the mark of the beast.
Now, one of the things that I have is expertise in the area. 40 years ago, I was going to work at UCLA at the VA hospital on the World MS Tissue Brain Repository, but they also want me to work on a project for DARPA where they're actually hacking the human consciousness. And they had an AI brain interface, magnetronic helmet to convert thoughts, onboard commands in a mock-up F-14 fighter in Dr. Tortolot's office at the VA hospital in Santa Monica. That's 1978. Well, the reason is this is 40 years ago. They wanted to eventually create a cyborg warrior force that were genetically engineered females that would be covered with nanotech body armor and connected to a cyborg war swarm, so they could act like a swarm of bees, you know, attacking you. And they would actually be able to control drones or fly aircraft or fire off missiles by thought. And the F-14 fighter was actually six times faster to fly by wire that was set up with a helmet where you'd have this helmet on, which is cool, by liquid nitrogen. They have non-liquid nitrogen helmets now. You can get, in fact, you can order one for this new NVIDIA chip that's in the computer I have, which is fast enough to actually control your computer with thought. The new NVIDIA chip comes out in a few weeks, 2 weeks. It's 100,000 times faster and allows you by AI to control your computer with thought. Now, once they make that bidirectional, they can download into your brain skill sets like language skill sets, or control of things around your home just with thought.
That's
you can
right.
wear, let's say, a headband, and you'll be able to know. It won't just be like having Siri or these other little things around your home like Amazon, where you can talk and it'll play your favorite music. It'll actually download directly to your cortex and have bidirectional access to your thought patterns. And people say, that is, as far as I'm concerned, the mark of the beast, and it's based on the fact they haven't opted out of the system, which is now is the 2020 ID, which was passed during George Bush, was an evil bastard. And passed Directive 51, which made basically the presidency an acting job rather than one with full powers. And Trump could bring it back, but he has to actually get a lot more honest with the people that we have a facade with martial law since 1933, and in fact, you're actually a proxy piece of property in a corporate structure. You're not a person anymore, are you?
Well, the facade has actually been since the very, very, very beginning of this nation. As a matter of fact, if you look at the early documentation, pertaining to This has been, they have thought about this for years. These guys are evil geniuses, but here's the interesting thing is for them to be able to pull this off, they had to allow for what was created under the Declaration, which is a citizenship really under God.
Right.
And that is a different jurisdiction, and it's something that's called in a de jure original lawful form. Then you got the de facto, which is the not by right, not by law corporation known as the United States that everybody submits themselves to by acquiescence or by just stupidity because they don't know what they're signing in these agreements. The United States exclusive jurisdiction is in the District of Columbia, UCC 307H, and primarily the only way that you can become a party to that is by an admission and by allegiance, and you can remove yourself just the same. And if anybody wants proof, they can go and watch a video on youtube.com/hisadvocates. Look for the video saying renouncing your citizenship is a fraud, because it is.
Right.
And make you pay $4,000, they make you wait, and all you're doing is taking allegiance to remove yourself, not just from the United States Corporation, but your nationality, which is your heritage, your birthright as a State of the Union citizen. And then at the end of the removal process in front of the ambassador's office, you're saying, and I promise to uphold the laws of the United States. So you become stateless under their direct control still. And so why can't we do it without doing an allegiance or an oath to a consulate? Why don't we just do it, which is what His Advocates teaches. You don't need permission. You don't need anything. You need to unwind the contracts, because any contract that's done in fraud, meaning from the beginning, like you signed, did they tell you we were going to be the surety? Did they tell you it was a corporation and not the legitimate America? Why are they playing the Declaration of Independence or reading it on the halftime show and making you think that you're a party to it when you're absolutely not? It's all fraud. It's all been done smoke and mirrors by the background system, and we can pull ourselves out by allegiance and by a new oath and unwinding those contracts, and we could do it today.
Now, what happens if they declare the people that have done this are now outside the system, but they want to come for us first? What do you think happens there?
I'm going to tell you right now, a State of the Union citizen is protected under an international treaty. Anybody that goes after somebody or goes and violates treaty law is committing treason at the highest level of law. And that's why state citizens that are truly state citizens, not one leg in, one leg out, have never had any problems with the United States.
Because the highest treaty is a treaty between nations. And so, in other words, your citizenship is protected as a state citizen by treaty law, which supersedes national law, right?
It supersedes state and corporate law, correct, which is the policy and procedural manuals that they're operating under, like the NDAA and so on.
Yeah.
So when you look at those policy and procedural manuals, they look to the treaty law as the most important. They don't violate a state citizen. That's why when you hear people get pulled over that don't have driver's license and they truly never had one. They truly never registered that car. They truly never had any contracts with the United States. They treat them like they're in fear of them. I have seen many officers treat these guys with complete and total respect once they figure out that they have no contracts to tie them up with. If they figure out they had a past license and it's currently suspended, if they figure out they're driving a registered automobile, if they figure out something, that's the contract they get them with, and they put them away and treat them like a subclass citizen. But the reality is you can operate as a man privately on this land, not driving, traveling, literally, and it's in law. It's not just smoke and mirrors. It's not a sovereign citizen thing. And yes, unfortunately, the police and the law enforcement are being trained otherwise.
Ultra Medical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.